This is a podcast for the MA by Distance Learning in Online Journalism at Birmingham City University. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about visualisation and how to really make the most effective visualisations of data stories, as well as being able to do visualisations quickly. The first question you need to ask when you're going to visualise data is whether you're doing this to answer a question that you have yourself, or whether you're doing it to communicate information to other people, to users of your website. And the two are perfectly equally valid, and it's quite likely that you're going to be doing both. Visualization can be a very useful way of getting an overview of data, of spotting unusual patterns that you might want to dig into further. And if that's the case, then visualize it quickly within the particular package that you're using. It might be Google Docs or Excel, and just get a quick overview for that purpose. But that isn't necessarily always going to be the best visualization for communication. Once you know what the story is that you want to communicate is, and it might be that you have more than one, then you need to be clear in your mind what that story is. And that will help you pick the particular type of visualization, for example, the type of chart. And there's a kind of a flow chart by someone called A. Abella, which is a really useful tool in this respect. It's called Chart Suggestions, a Thought Starter. And you can either Google it or you can look at the link underneath this audiobook. And in that flow chart, A. Abella basically asks the question, what would you like to show? If, for example, you're talking about comparison, if your story is comparing one thing with another or more than one other thing, then you might want to look at a bar chart, for example, or possibly a line chart. But if you're looking at composition, so for example, 20% of spending has gone on this particular company or this particular thing, or 10% of people are doing this, then you might want to look at a pie chart or a tree map or possibly a stacked bar chart. Distribution is a different type of story. Again, you might want to look at the distribution of spending between local authorities or the distribution of a particular crime or a particular health condition. In that case, a scatter chart might be more useful, or a histogram. And then finally, you might want to tell a story about relationships, who's connected to who, or what affects something else, or, you know, two things increasing or decreasing at the same time, or going in opposite directions. And if you're looking at relationships, then it might be a scatter chart again, or a bubble chart, or even a line chart. So think about what your story is and how you want to communicate that. Another key thing with visualization is to drill down to the specific data that your particular story relates to. And this is exactly the same process as in traditional journalism. In traditional journalism, we gather all sorts of information, we speak to all sorts of people, look at documents, look at reports, and we don't just then put that all out. We select the particular parts of those different sources of information, and we combine them in the most compelling and clear manner. And data visualization is the same. You might gather all sorts of different sources of data, but it's unlikely, and certainly not likely to be effective, that you're going to then publish all of that data in your visualization. You will pick maybe a few points of data that are specific to the story. So the particular companies or the particular items of spending that represent the most interesting facet of that data. And then you visualise just those pieces. So, for example, if you're doing line charts or bar charts, then just having four or even less, even fewer pieces of information in that might make it more effective. The more lines, the more bars, the more confused the communication becomes. So do narrow down the data that you're communicating. The chart should be self-sufficient because it is likely to get separated from any text. So make sure that the chart or void may be limited to particular parts of data, but it has a link on there, a short URL to the full data set, and also attributes your authorship and any link to related stories. Make sure that it's self-sufficient in that way, but keep it very specific, and don't be afraid to do more than one visualization to give different facets on a whole series of interesting elements of a particular data story. The other thing is that you might want to also publish a kind of a wider shot, if you like, of the data, a wider visualization that people can explore in their own time in more depth. But that's a separate thing to the story that you're communicating. Make that distinction between a visualization that is there to communicate a story and a visualization that is there for people to explore in different ways. So those are just some of the considerations of design in charts. Also think about the basic design principles that I've explained elsewhere in the screencasts for this course. So think about contrast and repetition. You might have one colour for most of your data and then contrast that with the most interesting part of that data, so the one bar or the one line which is your story. Think about those principles as well, and think about how people are going to share this chart and how they're going to interact with it. Think about Flickr groups, think about social networks like BuzzData, and just keep trying different things and publish it online and keep working with it.